Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. This is Taino Radio, Friday night, 10 p.m. This is Indigenous Power Hour Activism. Is the drum ready? Yes, Northern Cree, take it away.
Ah!
is Salakori Taino Indigenous, and I'm with, once again, with my Indigenous sister. Her name is Indy41. What's up? Are you there?
I am here. I am here, relatives, and you know, what a blessing to be here right now, you know? And I just want to say, you know, Sanakoi, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's the Indigenous Power Hour, correct?
Oh, this is it. Friday night, new time slot, 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes. Yeah, so all day I've been encouraging our relatives to tune in. Let's decolonize and let's let the healing begin.
Oh, man, that's sweet. You know, hey, you know, before we get into it, once again, honoring our missing and murdered women and relatives, Indigenous women and relatives, I just want to mention that we're getting some emails and some messages. Well, through Facebook Messenger, I've been getting messages that is for one Taino, and from where? And I said, she ain't Taino, she is Indigenous, just like me, just like you, right?
Absolutely.
And that's it. So we're one tribe, man. That's it. This is, and we're trying to hit home that message, right?
Exactly. Because those divided lines, those divided lines is what's got us, you know, with our chest poked out and our egos, you know.
Word.
And who are we? Who are we, honestly, to be, you know, we've got enough people trying to go to war with us. How is we going to war with one another?
Oh, man, I'm telling
those,
you.
We didn't fall upon no borders. Those borders fell upon us. And those borders ain't nothing but false domination.
That's it.
The colonizers are still guests of us. You know, there's no Canada. There's no Mexico. So how did we go from First Nation? Okay, we didn't identify that way. The Creator identified us that way.
That's right.
How did we go from First Nation? That's how we identified, correct? Or that's who we were. And then out of pure, I don't want to call it pride because it's not pride to hate who you are, what you represent, and where you're from.
Right.
You know? So, you know, I am indigenous to the land. I am indigenous. You know, I created out the mud. I come from the mud, from Mother Earth, you know? As the rest of my brothers and sisters, you know? And that's what we need to get back to is, you know, we never identified, you know, we don't have cousins, you know, we don't have aunts and uncles, you know, now we got, the joke of snagging auntie, hooking up with auntie.
What?
Well, you know, the long jokes, you know, the Indigenous man having, you know, 10 baby mamas, 10 kids with each one. And,
oh,
yeah, wanting
yes.
to snag, you know, the we'll give it another name, but you know, examples could be like Auntie Beatrice, often played by a very great comedian, you know, but those are stereotypes.
Definitely.
So why do we want to, you know, go around showing off for one another? For what? That's our only goal, is to impress about 20 people for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, we are so much more than that. No, we are true defenders of this land. We are the keepers. We are, you know, Unsimaga's children, you know. We are creators, you know.
You know, it's funny. I got some story, you
know. If I have to identify or, you know, explain, how about this? I can explain my lineage, who I come from.
Mm-hmm.
So I am Sichangu, Lakota. You know, so I come from one of the seven fires.
Okay.
I was born, you know, in South Dakota. I am, you know, Rosebud or Sichangu, Burnt Thigh Nation. However, I was raised just up the road in Belle Fourche, South Dakota, which is on the other side of Rapid City. And if you mm-hmm. go and plug in the word Belle Fourche, South Dakota, it will tell you that it is the center of the earth. It is the center of, yeah. So that's where I come from. Black Hills, also known as the heart of Mother Earth, you know. And I am the granddaughter of Lydia or Grace Claremont and John James Gunhammer, they are descendants of Elk Woman and Iron Shooter.
So beautiful.
I come from, you know, both sides of my family are very, very medicine, very, you know, very proud
right.
of, you know, the line that I come from. And it's crazy because, you know, we only learned about Iron Shooter and Elk Woman on my grandmother's side just recently.
Mm-hmm.
Just very recently, I had asked an elder or an older, you know, cousin, but brother, you know, I was like, hey, what's, who's grandma and grandpa's parents, you know? And
mm-hmm.
Nobody knew. So I
Get
did
out,
me
man.
A little search. And that, well, and plus I had remembered some names off of the, some land trust we had, you know, and according to, you know, our BIA and, you know, I don't know how many people know this, but the Bureau of Indian Affairs is actually the prisoner of war division in the military,
sure.
or, you know, the government. And
mm-hmm.
so here's something that's very interesting is mm-hmm. We are not a country according to UCC law. We are as the United States, not Turtle Island, okay? Not Turtle
mm-hmm.
Island. I'm not referring to it, but as the current state, it is a corporation owned by the Queen of England, you know, and the Queen is actually owned by the Vatican. We are not a country.
Yeah.
We are a corporation, which makes us subjects.
Is this why American media is so infatuated with British news or British royalty?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a love affair when it comes to marriages.
And
blah,
it's an
blah,
ancestral
blah.
Marriage thing. That's what's so crazy.
Wow.
You know, as far as the Briton, you know, that's that pure blood. That's how they keep it. They keep it in the family. That's how they keep their line strong. But if you go back in, like, you know, the history up to the current queen, you know, most of them were incest and didn't live long lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, no, we are not of that patriarch, you know. We don't come from that. You know, we are the
exactly.
truth. We are the truth. So, you know, decolonize.
Well,
decolonized minds are the greatest threat against colonizers.
Well, you know, recently I've been telling people that my ancestors are from Montana. You know why?
Tell me.
It's a little controversial, but I downloaded my DNA file to a company called JetMatch. For all those people that listen to the DNA show, JetMatch is a free service. You can download your DNA, and they'll match you with, like, they have, like, the largest DNA bank in the world.
Of course they do.
Yeah, so what happens is,
Do you know who owns 23andMe?
Who does? Because my DNA's in there, too. Okay.
Well, it was in there through CODIS, actually. So they can have all these, like, you know, like, different company names, but the actual banking system for DNA is called CODIS. And that is usually taken from us. Well, 23andMe is owned by YouTube. So Facebook is okay. His brother's married to this woman who owns YouTube, so it's all family.
Yeah,
so,
it's all his monopoly.
Yeah, the Zuckerbergs and and then whoever owns YouTube is the wife of the brother.
Oh, damn.
So
damn,
what I'm going to say to you about that DNA, you know, they do a matriarch, you know, sampling, and that's how it's recorded. So they don't collect DNA on the male side. So that's why a lot of, like they say, oh, they don't do everybody. They don't. Because supposedly the DNA is not passed through the men, it's passed through the women.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I do know this, that the oldest, so if we're saying the oldest, we are saying, you know, whatever, from whatever history they have captured, okay? The oldest DNA was found in a gentleman off the Blackfeet tribe, and it went back 100 generations. And what is a generation? Isn't it 100 years? Is it, you know, like the span? You know,
which
10
one?
Generations. 10 generations.
Oh, right.
Right? So it went back 100. Now, I did hear about something else. So I'm just trying to, you know, gather all this Montana business for you, because that's where that oldest DNA came from, was a gentleman in Montana from the Blackfoot tribe. Yeah, there was a young boy remains from 102,000. Yes. And that young boy's remains were identical to that tribal member on the Blackfoot Nation.
Yes.
Now, when I was telling you about not having all of the info, and why would we trust colonizers to have our info? You know what I mean? They've been telling us that's the issue with us not creating our own platforms to report our news or report or advertising our music or. You know what I'm saying? Any form of...
Well, that's why we got Taino Radio. That's why we got Taino Radio.
Well, you know, I had some sisters come after me, some advocate sisters, just for my opinion about it. You know, so somebody had said something about mainstream media not you know, making an effort to, you know, bring the awareness of our missing and murdered.
Mm.
Okay. Now, why would we trust them to tell anything accurately? They, in this over 500 years, have they? So, no, we should not rely on mainstream media to tell our story. That's just ridiculous, you know? So what I was, something I had learned was back in 78, 77, there were remains found in the Ketchikan Bay. So that's a little further north. And over, you know, from Montana. So it's right there where Washington and Canada is. 1977, remains of a male were found in that bay. At that time, the Apaches claimed them.
Mm.
However, they sat, so I'm assuming it's like got to be like the Smithsonian. Or something historically related, you know, because they immediately took them into possession. But they sat there from 77 or 78 for 28 years. And wherever this place is, it is more secure than Fort Knox. Now, I don't even know why Fort Knox is secure because there ain't no gold there. But anyways, Patches claimed it back in the when it was discovered, the DNA testing. And they came back older than the little boy. And they came back older than those Lucy remains in Africa. Still making us First Nation. First Nation. But you'll never hear that. So please, Santa Cruz, tell me about being from Montana.
Well, on GetMatch, they have the his DNA. So you get to match your chromosomes with his. And I match four chromosomes. Four. So,
nice.
So that's my oldest documented relative to Montana.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I'm just telling you, they could even be older because they don't collect that for the other side.
There you go. The I think Clovis is it's 12,500 years. But they also did a study in Puerto Rico, Borinquen, 90% and South America. 90% of South American natives and Caribbean folks, they match 90%. They match 90% to that Clovis boy. So I guess we're all related, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the Clover, back to that, most of their arrowheads and artifacts are found in my neck of the woods.
Wow. Look at that. See,
so that's just showing, you know, how we get around.
That's right. We don't sit still, right?
We move around. We follow the food.
See what my whole thing is, the thing I would like to create a movie where it shows those first clans that left Montana, right? And then the end of the movie is like during the Caribbean beach, like, holy cow, how we got here, man? We chilling in the beach.
I just think that all that, you know, that whole general area, you know, so being so close to, you know, South Dakota where I'm from, just all that. And our, you know, discussions about the petroglyph, you know, where your land is.
Oh, the petroglyph?
Where Four Corners. Yeah, well, you know, where Four Corners meet.
Oh, the New Mexico there, right?
Four Corners. I just think that it's just where we came, you know, where we can come in and out of.
You're right. Those mountains there, right? And the Four Corners there?
Yeah. Yeah, and so, you know, remember when we were having the discussion about why they were so high up, you know, I did a little more research and found out it was because there was water there. That's why.
That's right. The research on the we did a show on the paranormal show on that on the the Ashkenaz the oh boy my name's
the Asasi
not the Ashken the yeah that's
Anasazi.
There you go Anasazi yep the how the they had their water
so now,
they had waterways they were protecting that right the waters
yeah and so now connect it so they say the Anasazi. And Pueblo and Apache and all them are not supposed to be descendants. And that's just, it has to be a tribal thing, like, you know, some Lakota and Omaha beef. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, it's like old war shit, you know, but.
Yeah.
Bottom line, we're all indigenous. So
that's it.
It just, you know what I mean? We have to be a part of that dissension or ascension. Let me correct myself. And let me tell you where what my setting is right now, Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, and let me properly address you, okay? We are talking this evening, relatives of Indigenous Island, you know, the Indigenous Power Hour. You know, we are present with Warrior Ceremonial Chief Santa Cory Ramos. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's some medicine there. That is some real medicine. And yeah, why not? You don't get that. You don't get those type of, you know, you don't get identified that way if you're not that, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know? Time to remember, right? We are the medicine. And that's all I just want to, you know, I just let them others, let's heal. Let's regenerate. Let's re-indigenize, you know?
You know,
colonize.
Now you mentioned this, I have a song. It's only a couple of minutes long. It's called Green Corn Song from the Pueblos. You know, now that we're talking about those mountains, the Four Corners, this is a Pueblo song.
Absolutely.
Traditional song. It's called Green Corn. Let's decolonize here. Let's listen to these nice beats. Ready?
Let's do it.
Stuff there, huh? I can feel those mountains. What you think?
Well, you know, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm tired of carrying this around, you know?
This resentment.
I'm tired of carrying this resentment around, you know?
Well, we got some comments, man. We got a beautiful email from one of the listeners last week saying that they've been trying to teach this about this whole forgiveness thing, and they kind of hit a wall, a brick wall in their own community. So what do you think about that? I know I shared it with you, and that's amazing about the power of forgiveness.
It is.
So what role?
And resentment. You know, these are you know, those scars that we end up wearing and pointing out, you know, because we all have a part of us that likes to hold on to that victimization, that colonization, you know what I mean? And it's sad.
But what do you tell people? Because I get this a lot, and it's why little people resist. You know, they're saying that, that, you know, forgiveness is a sign of weakness, that you know, what the white man did, what the Spanish did, you know, that's all, like, you know, we can't forgive because it will be dishonoring our ancestors of the atrocities, the genocide or campaigns. What do you tell people like that? Because, you know, we hear, talk about that.
Let's talk about it. Okay, you know, the belief that this time, I don't know, what are we, 500, what year are we? 500 and...
Oh, yeah, I think it's 38 years, something like that.
Yeah, right. So after 538 years of this current system of white supremacy in place, you know, we have come through prayer. We're here. We're resilient. We've remained. But let's go back to that first contact. That first contact, you know.
529 years. I'm sorry, 529. I did the
529.
Math.
529. Thank you for doing the math.
529. 529.
529. Okay, because we need to speak in truth. We need to speak in truth.
That's right.
So we believe currently that our women will lead the healing. Is that right? Will lead us back to the healing. Our women have the greatest, I mean, do you understand the power of a woman? A woman was her job by Creator was to guide unborn souls. Okay.
Okay.
Now, responsibility is man, not woman, and you are not given woman as a slave or a helper. So, back then, our gentlemen were making the decisions, and so I need my brothers to stand tall and accept it. And be accountable for what we have allowed, because in the end, we allowed this. We allowed this. So is the resentment towards colonization, or is it to ourselves for allowing it? And that's the part, that part. You know, when you hear that song, that part, is that what we're,
right.
Is that what we're not being accountable for? We don't want to, you know, admit the truth. Now let's bring those numbers back to MMIW. I'm going to not say MMIW. I'm going to say MMIR because we are inclusive. We can't be singling no one out because our boys, our men, our women, our girls, our two-spirit, you know, brothers and sisters. There's so much, you know what I'm saying? So we have to be inclusive. Every single one of them are coming up missing and dead, right? 65% of those missing and dead are by our own hands. We did that to them. And
well, this is an issue.
One of the strongest issues, well, because that's all colonization. That's what they want you to do. They want, see, they will, you know, you can buy a gun as long as you can shoot your own people with it. Because that's what guns were made for. They were made to kill us, correct? Us.
Yep.
Indigenous.
Yep.
So, right? So, it's all gravy. We can have guns as long as we are shooting each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, so, you know, this is that game. You have four stages of white supremacy. You have establishment. When was that? 1492. We've got other records that go back to 1452. So it was established around then. And we ain't just talking here. We're talking about the entire world. Because you think, you know, India wasn't colonized. You think Africa wasn't colonized.
That's right.
Everywhere was colonized. Now, did you notice that they passed the law about crimes against Asians? They passed that quickly. We're still waiting for that. Any group of color is still waiting for that. Now, remind yourself, colonizers just come from Caucasus Mountain, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Bottom of Caucasus Mountain is what? Our Asian brothers and sisters. That's why the it's called Caucasian. So notice in the protests and shit like that, you know, past ones, who was up around the White House? It was our Asian relatives throwing rocks and then, you know, for what? Don't apply to you. So encouraging the incitement, encouraging the violence, encouraging. So don't never think that those two groups are not in it together. They come from the same thing. Where are we current day? Where are we current day dealing with COVID? Where? Who? The corroboration of who and who? So, yeah, no. Those are not a part of in white is not a color.
Mm-hmm.
White is not a color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know? Can say pink. Pink, right?
Right. You know
white.
What I'm saying? But what's next that yellow? Often our Asian relatives are yellow. That's still, you know, it's still, yeah, you know. So don't be too quick to fall into, you know, I mean, so look what's happened. And, you know, unfortunately, this is what, not probably can get some people who don't like what I'm about to say next.
Hold on.
All right, get it. All right, are we ready for this?
Yeah,
sure. During this COVID distraction, now keep in mind, as indigenous, not Negro, but indigenous, so any Indian or Native or whatever, Indian does not belong to us, and really Native is not belonging to us. We are indigenous. Okay, so.
Well, the Indio is from India, no?
Right. But if we go breaking their lines down, you'll see where they come from too. You know what I mean? We didn't walk that boot. We don't come from there. We're melanated. We are melanated people, you know. So the more, the less melanated, the further from the sun, the more melanated, closer to the sun, correct? So
that's
your
right.
Vikings, so yeah, and they, you know, them others, they avoid the sun at all times, you know. The collaborators, that's what I'm going to call them, right? So anyway, that's how you can identify. That's how you can, you know, sum it up pretty much. Yeah, you can take it as low definition or the primer by just doing colors. Your primary colors are what? Red? Okay. So to follow DNA or Darwinism, so Lucy, let's go back to color. You cannot take white, or you cannot take black, because black is on the darkest end of the color. You know, color is usually starts out dark to light, not white to dark, okay? So if we were to go with Darwinism and Lucy, those that's you know, the whole African first or whatever. You cannot take a black or a whatever, darker relative such as that, and mix it with a white person, okay, and create a white person. You will create a brown person, so it's backwards. It requires red. Because that's the primary color. That's where the color begins, is red. What is it? Red, yellow, and blue or something like that? Or green? No, it's blue. I think it's blue. So your primary colors. Your red, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So you have to mix all of the colors, the secondary, the third, or tertiary, to make black. So, no, you don't have a black
red, yellow,
beginning.
Red, yellow, and blue is primary, the three primary ones. Red, yellow, and blue.
So that means we couldn't have come from black beginnings, because you can't take black and mix it with white and make white. You can't mix it with any other color. You get tan. You get brown. You get what I'm saying? So it started the other way. It began with red and then mixing with yellow and, you know, blue, whatever. I don't know what blue is, but it is not black. And, you know, I'm always talking about the spellcasting and the colonized mind that you have when you speak in English. So the very utter importance that we remember, time to remember, remember to remember, but we have to go back to our indigenous tongue, right? Because then we are thinking indigenously, because we are using indigenous language format, you know, the whole process solving, because it's a process or a problem solving to even use the language, because you have to, you know, put everything in order. So there's order, right? So when you use your indigenous tongue, you are what you eat, you are what you think. So when you're using your own language, then you're using that thinking, and you're not using a spell binding or casting or a colonized mind. So while we were being distracted by this COVID, and then impeaching Trump, you know, they passed all those anti-protesting laws. And it is now a federal offense. It's a federal crime. And their definition is no noise, no nothing. We're not talking about the rioters. We're not talking about those and those people you see who they really were. You know what I mean? But they, it's just the incitement. You know, and then you got social media who comes. So recently, the young girl that just got shot by police, social media had built that up to be, oh, another police killing. They're killing our youth. But I saw the video. And that officer's job, he was there to curb him. And that young lady, I swear, stabbed the girl on the ground. The dude came up behind her, kicked that girl after, and then she comes up and goes to stab the girl in pink. You know, and that officer, he made the decision in less than a minute. He didn't have more than a minute to make that decision. He was there to keep her from stabbing that girl. He wasn't there to shoot that girl. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Social media had built it up to be, oh, another cop, prejudice cop killing, you know. No, not in that situation it wasn't. So we have to stop letting these people mold our minds and tell our stories. And, you know, we have to be that our own platform and be a cheerleader for our own selves and, you know, love one another, not go at it with each other. You know, when it comes to the Indigenous Power Hour, we gonna hang our tribes up at the door. As soon as we hear Northern Cree come on and it mm-hmm. strikes the hour for us to start this healing,
mm-hmm.
we're going to hang those tribal egos up
mm-hmm.
and be the truth.
Well, you know what?
Yep.
This is what I want to do. Ready for this one?
Absolutely.
You know, check this out. I always like the animal shows, you know. I love the animal shows. Sometimes the animals are more human than humans, right? But
absolutely.
But here's the thing: whenever they want to treat a lion or a tiger or whatever, you know, a bear or whatever, they always tranquilize. They shoot a dart, you know, like, and they knock it out, right?
Right.
Why can't we do that? Why can't we have a like if dealing with a violent person who's trying to kill someone or has a baseball bat, like you said, stabbing, why don't we use tranquilizer guns instead of killing the person?
Because it's are not law enforcement. Whoa.
Right? I'm saying put the guns away and let's do some tranquilizers.
What's about preventable? Preventable, but you can't go in to those situations with the people who are doing law enforcement and the training
mm-hmm.
that they receive. Because here's something for you. God rest, or you know, Creator bless Mr. Zachary Berryhills. His life
mm-hmm.
was taken by Omaha police officers, Scotty Payne. Actually, four officers in total. They didn't talk about how two of the officers were white women and two of the officers were black gentlemen
mm-hmm.
that took his life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There should have been something preventable in that. But that's not who they hire to do law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people need to understand, you know, those Oprahs and police officers and, you know, those people that are in places or in, let's say, politics, they're not elected. We don't elect them. They're chosen. And they're chosen because
mm-hmm.
supremacy can control them.
Mm.
So there's some cooperative event amongst even our own, because we've got Indigenous, you know, I can shoot you an example, you know, got all fired up about white clay right outside of Pinewood, you know. There's just a very small town, and it has the highest alcohol sales for the Midwest, and really like a lot of places that this
mm-hmm.
that distribute, you know, that anyways, what it ended up being when it all came down to the come down, you know, all the protests, oh, stop killing our people. What it really came down
mm-hmm.
to was about our own wanting to sell the alcohol to our own, and that's when the reses became, you can go the res down and get alcohol now. It used to be dry. See, our colonizers used to bring it into us, you know.
Mm.
So,
mm,
imagine
yeah.
that. So the fight ended up being our own wanted to be the one selling it to our own. But the narrative was, oh, stop killing our people. That's how I got involved. How a lot of people got involved.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got agents amongst us in all groups.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that, like I said, they're in elected positions, you know, or not elected, they are selected. Not elected, selected. And our vote, no one's vote, honestly, ain't mattered since 1933. And imagine that, the 33 mm-hmm. reference again.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no democracy. Democracy is hypocrisy, period. Where is there democracy in a two-party system? F the rest of us? Because, see, that's that black and white thinking. And many don't even know that the Republican Party a black trade. You know what I mean?
Mm. Well,
and,
it used to be, yeah.
Yeah, and so.
That they were against slavery and so on.
Right.
They were against
right,
slavery.
Right. But the etymology, so the, you know, where the word comes from, the word black alone means colorless. Okay? That's that, or to not exist. The word black means to not exist or colorless, etymology of the word black.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're out there screaming Black Lives Matter, what we're really saying is they don't. So there's your war chant that you repeatedly are now repeating out your own mouth and then repeating it amongst your people. There is no black excellence because it does not exist. Black does not exist. You are indigenous, my black brothers and sisters.
Mm.
Our copper brothers and sisters. And yeah, why do you have tribal thing? Why there are similars? Because you're indigenous. Get over it. Stop the divide. Stop the divide. That's all I can say. And, you know, why are we out of weight? Why we got diabetes? Why we got, you know, think about it. Who's the king of the jungle? They say the king of the jungle is the lion, but I beg to differ. I think it's the elephant. Elephant lives longer, bigger, whatever. That big old beast ain't no carnivore. That big old beast is a vegetarian.
That's it.
So we need to be eating the foods that we are accustomed to, you know, get our medicine. Repeat our language, our linguistics, our way of thinking. We need to remember. That's what we need to do. And we can only start here. Start with us.
You know, forewarned, this Sunday I'm organizing a ceremony for Arayeke Yukayeke. Arayeke is the tribe I'm part of, you know, just indigenous Caribbean. We got 14 people receiving indigenous names. 14.
Oh, very nice.
So I've been working on these names.
What is yours?
My name?
Yes.
My name? Sanakori.
Yes. Okay. Is that it? Okay. Mine is.
Yes, Sanakori. Tell me.
Mine is Weyu Anihanwin. And that is woman with a lot of respect, or respected woman. Very respected woman.
Oh,
and
wow.
Was given,
say it again.
Weyu Anihanwin.
Mm-hmm.
And that was given to me. I was.
Nice.
That was given to me by Myron Long Soldier.
Mm.
Of Pine Ridge, and very close family friends. And during that ceremony, my naming ceremony, which was the first Lakota naming ceremony at the Lincoln Indian Center's, you know, on the grounds there, period. It was also, I achieved a pillar of the seven pillars of Lakota faith, which was family.
Nice.
And so it was a naming and attachment because I had recognized my youngest son.
That's beautiful.
Very. And the only reason
wow.
why I had to go, why, you know, it was not, you know, my grandmother or, you know, an immediate, we'll just say, is because we didn't have those examples.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was unfortunately placed in a position where it was her or, you know, her predator, her attacker, her husband, or domestic violence. Either her or her children, and she chose her. You know, she responded the way a mother should.
Oh,
so
wow.
We don't have a male example. And I just lost my uncle. That was the other thing. I need to say, rest in peace, Zelmer Keppo of Bellevue, South Dakota. He was laid to rest yesterday. And I got to give a shout out to my Aunt Zonia, Lady V. I know she's tuning in. She's been a big part of my healing. So just the fact that she tuned in, you know, it's real hard to get them to mess with their phones, you know, or social technology, you know, but.
That's right. Well, you know, old shows are archived.
Right. So, well, I'm just feeling blessed that she, you know, she promised me and, you know, I'm out of my territory, you know, because we are a global, we are worldwide, Santa Cori.
That's it, man. We got India.
Radio is worldwide. So we ain't no local. We've been in existence how long? You know what I mean?
September 2019.
So do you get what I'm saying? Look how we've expanded. Look at where we are. We're not just
Finland.
Yes, we are moving. And
we're
that's
Finland.
What we should be doing. We should be
that's
doing
it,
that.
Man.
I mean, you know, we stop thinking like a reservation and start thinking like a nation.
That's it. We are a nation.
They've gone to the moon, supposedly. They've gone to space, supposedly. Where have we been?
That's right. Well, you know.
We've been to the bottom of the ocean? Nah, we need to move around. We need to do what we need to do.
We're expert travelers, you know, so we can definitely get it done.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Trackers, we're the best. We the best. We're the
That's true. Right. Can you track this, sir? And I say, oh, yeah, wow. I know those tracks well. The most dangerous animal in the world. I say, what's the animal that? That's a Homo sapien. You gotta watch those Homo sapiens.
Got to. You know.
Hey, check this out. I got some bad news. Oh, before the bad news, I like to share also in honor of a good friend of mine who passed away as well. He's in the spirit world, former powwow's MC. His name is John Boyles here in the Northeast region. Dutchess County, tragically, he died in a home fire. Made everyone smile, made everyone laugh, used to make me laugh. Has a Blackfeet ancestry. And
yes, we all do.
He was a paranormal investigator. And, you know, it's so sad, UFO hunter. It's so sad that gone. So Life is precious.
He's not done.
We got to enjoy it right now. We got to enjoy it right now.
He's done here. That's all.
That's it. He's done here, but he's on his way.
He's on his way. Yes. Remember that. This is not a sad time. That's the flesh. That's that being in this vessel right now. You know, and we've got to do our job. Our job is to pray on their journey. That's our job. So no, he's just moving on.
Hey, you know, that reminds me the Lakota 38, your ancestors that were hung, you know, in Minnesota. That the press they were writing, that when they were brought into the gallows, the reporters that day that witnessed the hanging, they were saying they couldn't believe how upbeat the 38 Lakotas were. And then there was one Dakota, I don't know his name, but it was one Dakota that told the press, don't be sad for us. We're going to the Creator today. You know?
Right. When we have time, when we have time, I would love to tell you about Love Minnesota.
Okay, we're gonna talk about that. Minnesota's power, it's the ancestral homes, right? The Dakotas.
Yeah, that's at least for the Sichangu.
There you go.
We start at the top of the Mississippi, but we're also Canada. You know, we moved all around.
That's right.
We moved all around. Yep. So, ceremonial warrior ceremonial.
Warrior society, yeah.
Why don't you play that jam? I heard you're on a track.
Huh? Well, check this out, man. We ran out of time, but let's end the show with this beautiful song that you mixed, right? And it's the Creator song that we played many times. Is your song that's up for an Emmy, right? NAMI, right?
Yes, the NAMAs, the Native American Music Awards. Yes, and actually, I just want to put this out there. We brought accountability. We brought that accountability. And so actually the song is, it has four brothers praying. And so you, Mr. Santa Coy, happen to lead that prayer.
Oh, that's so cool, man. That's an honor.
It is.
So this
thank
song,
you, Black Feather,
and
thank you, VM.
Yeah, that's a good company right there. Wow. Damn. So, wait, but hold on. So the song I'm going to play now, can you explain what that is?
Your
the song
version.
We're going to play now, the verse.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. Hold on. Hold the press. All right. So this is it. It's us. It's us.
Yes.
Creator.
The two of us.
Right? And this is the
Indigenous
this is the theme of this show,
hour.
Man.
This is it.
So for now on, we got to play that song.
Absolutely.
Also Northern Cree. But let's hear it, and then we'll. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in, and I know I just want to give a shout out to United Kingdom. I know we kind of spoke about the monarchy there and stuff, but you know what? They've been tuning in Taino Radio, United Kingdom. So I gotta give you a shout out. You know, and Ireland as well, and Norway, Finland, the Netherlands, Russia, India, Australia. Japan has never been colonized. So let's honor the Japanese there. They've never been colonized, Japan. And you have, Argentina, Colombia. We have Turtle Island and the Caribbean, Mexico. Thank you all for tuning in. We are international. Let's listen now to a song called Creator by 4-1 featuring who? Santa Coy. What's up? What's up? Yo, see you next week. Indigenous Power Hour Activism.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I need you right now.
I need you right now.
Can you hear me?